بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شاہ رفع بلاوی شیخ اول رومی وقت تبریز دورہ شاہ کی محمد اختصر بنور اللہ مرقدہ. ٹائٹل از انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے.
انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے. شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے. شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو. جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو. راہ فنا سے رہبر راہ خدا ہوئے. راہ فنا سے رہبر راہ خدا ہوئے. شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. دیکھا اسی کو فائز منزل سلوک میں. دیکھا اسی کو فائز منزل سلوک میں. جو منزل مجاز سے بالکل جدا ہوئے. جو منزل مجاز سے بالکل جدا ہوئے. شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. پالا پڑا ہے جن کو پلا تم کی موج سے. پالا پڑا ہے جن کو پلا تم کی موج سے. گمراہ کشتیوں کے وہی نا خدا ہوئے. گمراہ کشتیوں کے وہی نا خدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے. تقریر میں اگر نہیں شامل ہے درد دل. تقریر میں اگر نہیں شامل ہے درد دل. صدہ صدا کے ساتھ بھی وہ بے صدا ہوئے. صدہ صدا کے ساتھ بھی وہ بے صدا ہوئے. راہ وفا میں آہ جو فانی نہ ہو سکے. راہ فنا میں آہ جو فانی نہ ہو سکے. کہلا کے با خدا بھی نہ وہ با خدا ہوئے. کہلا کے با خدا بھی نہ وہ با خدا ہوئے. اہل جنوں کی صحبت اختر جنہیں ملی. اہل جنوں کی صحبت اختر جنہیں ملی. اہل خرد کو دیکھا کہ ان پر فدا ہوئے. اہل خرد کو دیکھا کہ ان پر فدا ہوئے. جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو. راہ فنا سے رہبر راہ خدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے. شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے. شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم, أما بعد, فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هذا beautiful أشعار and rendered so beautifully also. أنفاس زندگي جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, those breath of a person's life which was sacrificed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this in reality is our life. Whatever portion of our life we sacrifice it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is regarded as life. One of the names of the day of Qiyamah is Yawmul Hasra, the day of sadness and sorrow. And we have many times that why is it called a day of sorrow? One is the kuffar and disbelievers, they will be very sorrowful on the day of Qiyamah. And what and how we wasted our lives, we never have iman. But even the people of iman, they will regret every single moment of their life, that why hadn't I sacrificed it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I engaged in more dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I did some other actions, and the object of our life was to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in today's time, guna and sin has become so open, the person will regret at that time that, oh, if only at that moment I controlled myself. But one extra look, I looked at that woman, what benefit did I get? And now today I lost out. I went on the internet website, I sat for half an hour, 1 hour. What benefit is it for me today on the day of Qiyamah? So he wasted that portion of his life. So if a person will make tawbah, inshallah Allah will forgive a person. And Allah's mercy is very, very great. And sometimes Allah even gives reward in place of that. Allah Ta'ala changes a person's evil actions into good actions. What was written as evil, Allah will give it, change it into good. So a person should make a lot of tawbah and istighfar after doing wrong. But as far as possible, try not firstly to get engaged in these things, to waste our life. And try to use our life correctly. And we find our Buzrugan Adin study their lives, and we will see how they, every moment of their life they sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I can't waste 1 second of my life also. How can my life be valuable? I'm going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. I'm only living 60, 70 years in this world. And I've got an everlasting life of Akhirat. So how can I sacrifice, or how can I waste my life in futile things in this world? And let us look at ourselves, every one of us, today has passed. How much of our time we wasted in futility? Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi says, on the day of Qiyamah, one is gunas and sins. That will be great regret. But he says, any time which was wasted, there was no guna, there was no sin done at that time. But the person will regret also. How much the time of mine was wasted. What and what I could have got. Look at that person. He did extra 10 subhanallahs. How high he is. I missed the 10 subhanallahs. But then it will be too late for a person. Once, most likely it was one sahabi. He was going past the Qabristan. And he jumped off the animal and he read 2 rakat of salah there. And then he got back. And then he said, people asked him, why you read 2 rakat of salah? He said, I was going past this Qabristan and I realized that these people must be just desiring, if only I can read 2 rakat, express 2 rakat of salah. How much of reward I will get because of this here. So this is our life. Allah give us tawfiq that we sacrifice it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, a person who sacrifices his breath for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shams wa qamar bhi samne unke gada huye, the sun and the moon also become a slave of that person. They become subservient to that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the whole world subservient to that person. And in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, we see what miracles Allah ta'ala manifested at their hands. That what in even the Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, a famous one story about Salah was, the sun was about to go down and he was being khidmat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sun came back up so that Asr Salah could be performed. And other miracles like this also. And the splitting of the moon by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person will sacrifice his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make the earth subservient to him. Many, many other miracles. Now Buzurgan Din also, it's not the object of the tawaf to have any miracles. But Allah ta'ala makes the world subservient to that person. Now how will a person get it? He will have to stay in the company of a sheikh. Jisne uthaya sheikh ke naze tariqo, rahe fana se rehbare rahe khuda huye. A person has to make some sacrifice, and sometimes the sheikh will become upset with him. The sheikh will shout him, to make his islah, to make his reformation. And if a person bears it with sabr, then in this part of fana, because the object of the sheikh is to make fana of that person, to annihilate that person, to remove that pride from that person. So this is the part of fana, of annihilation. So then this person, if he made sabr, whatever the sheikh told him, then eventually he'll become a guide in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sacrificed, Allah will eventually make him a great guide in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see our sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, how he lived with his sheikh. And his sheikh was quite elderly at that time. About 17 years he lived in his company. And It was not easy living in a jungle. What sacrifices he made. But how Allah made him an imam of the tawuf. In the whole world, Allah Ta'ala is spread his faith. Deka, isi ko faiz manzil suluk mein, jo manzil majaz se bilkul juda huye. We see that person has reached the end stages of suluk and the tawuf, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has completely separated himself from the path of majaz. All this dollies, the painted dollies, all of these things of the dunya, money, fattaqud dunya, wattaqud nisa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the two biggest fitnas is the dunya, love of this dunya, wealth. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beware of woman. Woman is also part of dunya. But especially Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beware of woman. So this money and this woman, how they divert a person's attention away from akhirat. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that the biggest rukawat and the biggest blockage in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is love of this dunya. And he quotes the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيَةٍ. The love of this world is the root of every evil. And he says a very easy way and solution to come out of this is to think about death in abundance. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْخِرُ. In abundance think. ذِكْرَ هَذِي مِنْ لَذَّةٍ. Think of the cutoff of pleasures. Not just once in a while we think about it. The month of Ramadan we come, we think about it. How often do we go to the Qabristan? According to some ulama, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was his normal habit every night. Very, very often. Sometimes every night he used to go to the Qabristan. And he used to go think about Mawt himself. Umar ibn Abdullah Aziz, rahmatullah, every night he used to call a gathering of ulama, speak about death. And if it's creating within us fear, too much of fear, speak about Jannat. Speak about Akhirat. Speak about the shauqi watan, the desire for Akhirat. What enjoyments there are in the Qabr. But this will remind us all the time that I'm leaving this world. And there is great, great enjoyments in the Akhirat. So this world is a deception. So we are only seeing the things of this world, the deception of this world. We are not seeing the reality, which is Akhirat. So a person who comes away from this manzil and majaz, from all of these deceptions of this world, then this person will eventually reach the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pala paraya jinko talatum ki mod se kumra kashtiyo ke wahi na khuda huye. A person who also went through the path, difficulties came in his life, he made sabr, he made sacrifice, those women came for him, they offered themselves to him, he broke his heart for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he went through all these storms, musibat and difficulties came in his life, and he was made sabr at that time. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use him now. Other ships which are going off, which are being thrown side to side, he will be able to steer them, because he had gone through the path, he understood all the ins and the outs, he made that mujahada and sacrifice. So now it becomes easy for him now to steer other people also towards the path of righteousness. So many people feel that me, I'm a very evil person. What gunas I've got in my life? I've done the worst evil actions. No, if a person makes tawbah sincerely, he goes on the path of suluk, he reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah can use that person also to guide many people. So there's no loss of hope for any person. Every single person who has got the talab and desire within himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him to that place. تقریر میں اگر نہیں یہ شامل ہے درد دل صدا صدا کے ساتھ بھی وہ بے صدا ہوئے. In a person's bayan, if he doesn't have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he can be shouting and making thousands of voices, but then also it won't have that amount of effect. That effect will not go in the heart of a person. From kalam, speech will be created. See, what the top bayan, and I'll also give the same bayan, but the heart of the people will not be affected. On the other hand, a person who has got something in his heart and he speaks short few words, hearts of people are changing, lives of people are changing. Sometimes he doesn't speak anything also. A person just sits in his company and the person's heart is changed. I saw one buzurg, one wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just looking at his face, my whole life changed. So this is how, because that person has got in his heart the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this starts spreading, how people's lives change because of that. So this we have to bring within ourselves, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is more so for ulama who give bayans, etc. We give bayans. It is why we find out Buzrugani Deen, when they give bayans, simple bayans, everyone is writing down the notes, people's lives are changing. We give top fancy bayans, what words, eloquence, and how we prepare our bayans. But no real effect comes into a person's life. It's not so much of change taking place compared to those Allah walas who've got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their heart. Rahe wafa mein, ah, jo fani na ho sake, kehla ke ba khuda bhi wo na ba khuda huye. In the path of suluk, path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person who could not become annihilated, he was in the path, but he never annihilated himself, he never humbled himself, realized he is nothing at all. Then, even though the people will say, mashallah, you in the khanka, you are a very pious person, you're wearing topi, you got kurta, you got beard, you're a very big buzruv, you're a very big Allah wala. But in reality, he's not Allah wala. He's not a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The main thing is, and Allah forgive myself, we can all deceive the whole world. We can deceive everybody. That I'm so pious, I'm so good. But as our Hazrat says, that don't deceive yourself. If you can't deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you can't deceive yourself also, you know. Don't play fools with yourself. You realize ourselves what our weaknesses are. How far we are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the whole world can call us also. But if we know we haven't reached a stage, then we must understand what is our reality. What is our condition. Ahle junu ki sohbati akhtar jinay mili. Ahle khirat ko dekha ke un par fida huye. Hazrat says, look at those people who spend time in the company of the mad people. The lovers of Allah is referring to as mad people. As Mufti Rashid Rizwani rahmatullahi, he used to call his Darul Iftah. He said this is called Darul Junun, the place of the mad people. Because we pass fatwas here, the people call us mad people. In today's zamana, how can you pass fatwas like this here? And in Pakistan, that time there was no beards and that. So anyone who never had a beard, he used to call him Alu. And he openly said, "You're Alu, you potato, because you got no beard." He was very, very harsh in his nature. So he said, "This is Darul Junun, mad people live." So similarly in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person must say la ilaha illallah so much until people will say he is a mad person. Making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. So they are called ahli junu, people of the world. They are mad people actually. But they think that these are the mad people. So they are referred to as mad people. And it should be a means of fakhr and pride. Somebody calls you a mad person. Mad in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What greater bounty can there be than that? Other people are mad, but they are mad in love of the dunya. So we want to be mad people in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, whoever stayed in their company, then we find people of akal and intelligence also sacrificing themselves in their company. These great, great ulama, what and what knowledge, mountains of knowledge they were. And they came in the company of these ahlullah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the time of after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we look at Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi, always in the company of one buzruq. Somebody say, Hazrat, why are you going in the company of this person? He says, I teach him the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the reality he teaches to me. I get the understanding of the Quran and the hadith from this person. This is why we come in the company of the Ahlullah, not for knowledge mainly. But the more important thing is, that how can we get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart? Allah ta'ala give us ikhlas and sincerity, come with the correct intention, and Allah give us tawfiq that we can annihilate ourselves in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa'a. وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we start our normal program of the kitabs, just a few points that hopefully will be beneficial to us. One is just a reminder, inshallah everyone has already engaged himself and put himself in gear, but we are in the month of Rajab. Rajab has started. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the beginning of Rajab used to make this dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. All of us must have made the dua already. We are getting ready for Ramadan now. And we have heard this dua many times, so inshallah all of us have read it also, and together with reading it, the dua, the reality also we try. From our side we must try. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palampuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, by night we must cry and by day we must try. And then Allah's help comes. So we beg of Allah Ta'ala to grant us the reality of this dua also. And we make the dua and we beg Allah grant us the reality. And for that, what we should try and do, where alhamdulillah, hopefully all of us sit for kitab reading also. And now if we turn towards Fadail Ramadan, or in our home ta'aleem, if we start with Fadail Ramadan, that what this great month is about, where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always in the presence of Allah. What lofty stages of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and who even said that when I take food, I don't know whether it will reach my mouth. So much. If I make salam one side, I don't know if I'll have life for the salam the other side. But for the month of Ramadan, he's making 2 months in advance dua, Ya Allah, give me Ramadan. that I won the month of Ramadan, وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَان. So it's a, such a great, auspicious month. So may Allah make it that this reality comes into us. And that will come if we make ta'aleem, we read the kitab, particularly Hazrat Shaykh Fazaili Ramadan. There are many other kitabs also, and also the kitab of Hazrat, the Ramadan of our elderly, our pious elders, how they spend the month of Ramadan. We should read that also, though it is very high. Where are we going to reach if we read what the, our buzurgs, how they spend the month of Ramadan? But at least it will be an encouragement, incentive for us, that little bit we can do also. So so to get ready, what a great and auspicious month it is, which is coming to us. If we get ready, we're having a wedding in the family, how much preparation? Anything else, we're moving house, how much you, everyone is excited. This is the greatest gift of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala, where the rebellious shayateen are chained, where Jahannam doors are closed, the doors of Jannat are open, where Allah, the Malaika are saying Ameen on the duas of the fasting person the whole day. They must leave all their work of making tasbih of Allah. They must also only say Ameen on the dua of the fasting person. Where from the time of Maghrib sunset, Allah comes to the nether, lower sky, meaning Allah is very close to a person. And Allah is asking, what do you want? So at night, Allah is asking us. In the day, the Malaika are saying Ameen on our duas. What great benefits for the fasting person. Jannat is decorated. And for those who fast, Allah will lay out the dastarkhan in the shade of the arsh on the day of Qiyamah. When other people will be sweltering in the heat, giving hisab kitab, these people will be eating and enjoying what things. Yeah, in this dunya, you have a dastarkhan sometimes, what delicious things. But all the things of this dunya together is not equal to one of the lowest ni'mat of Jannah. What won't be that? This month is coming to us. So what a great month. So Allah make it that we build ourselves up. And mashallah, there are those people who have already started continuous roza from Rajab already. Mashallah, Allah bless them. Allah give us also tawfiq. Otherwise, at least Monday, Thursday, ayami, bibir, whatever we can do, we try and get ready with our rozas. Otherwise, for the vast majority of us, Ramzan is just if we manage our rozas. That is a great achievement. But if we were already used to it, then that is already in the bag. Now we can look at the things in front. Now it's not a major mountain to be able to keep our rozas. That is, we are already used to it. Easily we will keep the rozas. And if we get our tilawat in order, then in the month of Ramadan, our tilawat can also carry on. Otherwise, very sadly, how many of us, we don't make one khatam also in the month of Ramadan. Eh? We lag behind very badly. So that also we should try and get in order. Then all our other things also from now. And the hadith says, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Give us barakat in the month of Rajab and in the month of Sha'ban. And it appears that it is the barakat of the month of Rajab that the famous event that took place was the Mi'raj of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And the main aspect of Mi'raj is namaz. So we should get our namazes in order, our qaza'i umri. Then now we should try and get for first saf, for takbir-e-ula, all that we should try so that we can get the benefits in Ramadan, where the rewards are increased so greatly in the month of Ramadan. And also to give up all our sins. The sins also, may Allah save us, committed in the month of Ramadan, they are also multiplied very greatly. Those times and those places where rewards are multiplied, like the Haramain Sharifain, the sins of those places are also multiplied. So this also we should try and get used to. So anyway, that is one thing now from Rajab. Allah give us tawfiq that we start gearing up and we're getting ready for this great and auspicious occasion that is coming. Also, one other point that came to mind is our concentration in namaz. We know, perhaps there are those who concentrate right through in their namaz. Mubarak and fortunate are those people. But for the vast majority of us, we know our concentration is weak. But at least so weak, so much we can do when we start our namaz, at that time let us focus. that I'm making this namaz for Allah Ta'ala. Our Allahu Akbar, which we say so many times in our namaz, over and over, but we don't think the greatness of Allah, how great Allah Ta'ala is. So that greatness of Allah, and little bit that we are in the presence of Allah. So at least our starting of our namaz, there is concentration. The end of namaz, try and bring concentration when we make salam. We are making to the malaika, the farishta, kiram and katibin. And if we are in jamaat namaz, to the right and left, wherever the imam which side he is at least. So at least our starting of namaz, we got concentration. Our ending of namaz, we got concentration. And such a namaz, very greatly it is hopeful that Allah will accept the whole namaz. As it comes also, like for example, the malaika who change the shifts, fajr time and asr time. And if those two times we engaged in good deeds, and Allah sees that, oh, his beginning is alright, his end is alright. The balance Allah doesn't worry. Go, it's past. Just the beginning and the end. So our namaz also, at least from there, then we can improve how much we can our namaz. And this is all for beginners like us. But those who have got full concentration, mashallah, they carry on with their full concentration. Otherwise, let us try at least the beginning of namaz, that little concentration, and the end of namaz, that little concentration. Then we try and build as much as we can, inshallah. Another thing is that we know that many youngsters, many of us also perhaps, we are still very much into sport, whether it is cricket, soccer, who comments for the games that our people play. So if we think to ourselves a little bit, that what is sports? For what is sports? Why do we play it? Why do we like it? Anyone say why? Yusuf? Yusuf? For what do we have interest in sports? For what is it? Maulana Muhammad? Entertainment? And what else? Pastime. Pastime? Ibrahim? Gee, it is this really this entertainment, pastime. Some of us might say for exercise also. But if you went see this common two games that we play, like in soccer, the goalkeeper, what exercise does he do? Very now and then, sometimes he's a bit involved. Otherwise, the ball is in that half, this side people are standing. The ball is in this side half, that half people are standing. Cricket, while two batsmen are playing, the other nine are sitting in the pavilion, or they are sitting one side, they're not doing any exercise. When they are fielding, the ones who are on the boundaries, now and then the ball comes there, other places, so there is no real exercise. And exercise is important, and all our buzurgs, they used to engage in exercise. So a simple exercise we can do at home also. Running on the spot is very good, and exercise should be such that we perspire. So running on the spot, other push-ups, etc., our buzurgs, all this exercise they used to do, which is important. And we make it also at the need of jihad to keep ourselves fit. What great reward there will be. That 10, 15 minutes we spend in exercise, and we make niyyah to be fit as how a Muslim has to be. A Muslim is not supposed to be all of us laying in the hospitals, our families. That's not a Muslim's life. Muslim's life is something else. We eat just a little bit, and we are more active, but unfortunately we know what we are. We are true, and yet we are very pious, we are quite satisfied, I'm very pious, we are far from piety, but yet we are quite convinced that I'm very pious, I'm very holy. And to do exercises is part of great piety. But how we all know our condition. If we do, then we want to go jumping, we want to go jogging on the roads, we want to do all that. Hey, other ladies jogging, we also jogging there. That is not right. Do it properly, and this is important. Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, till quite late in his life, there was one student from South Africa who was studying, and Hazrat Ji used to do his push-ups and tell that student, which was he was built very well, to sit on his back and he should lift him up. And Hazrat Ji, those who saw Hazrat Ji wasn't big build or something. He was mashallah, nice build, but not like looking so strong. But this, our buzurgs all, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, his lathi training was famous. Lathi attack. with the stick. And he should, his stick he had, he called it also Abdul Jabbar. He gave the name to the stick, Abdul Jabbar. And he should rub oil, like today the cricket bat is oiled. Like that he should oil his stick also regularly. And he was such how many places, how many thousands of Hindus, one time they wanted to burn the Quran, one page of the Quran Sharif. He went there in the middle of all them, alone, single. For one person, one, two persons were with him, and he addressed them. They gave that page to him. They said, we won't fight with you. One time, a boy got involved with a Hindu girl, and the Hindus were making a big issue like riots. He said, you sort them out, there's problem. But you touch any other Muslim, he didn't do anything. My stick and I'm here. And they stopped everything. So he was so strong. So these were those people. So anyway, so sports also is really pastime and entertainment. And how many places in the Quran Sharif Allah has condemned lahwa wa la'ib. That is all what it is. Lahwa, pastime, and la'ib, play. And this is what it is, but we are so much engaged in it. And then again, how many of us, okay, if it is some exercise for those who are there, whatever, but who are sitting in the pavilion, who are watching, those who are watching on their TV screens, what exercise for them? No exercise for them. So we must do exercise, but this is what Quran Sharif has condemned over and over. And yet it is so dear to us that we have to know scores, we have to know the teams, we have to know the players, we have to know all that. Whereas this is not the way of a Muslim at all. Allah give us hidayat, give us tawfiq, that we understand this. Just we were going to Rustenburg on Sunday, to the Ijtibaga, we passed the place, they were playing cricket. Suddenly Allah just put, for the first time in my life, that this is the, what, this is sports. We all say, all right, the children are playing little bit, let them play. And the other evils of these games also, there are so many evils of them. Lot other direct religious evils of them, cricket, soccer, all this, how it started and all that. Read it up. We like to go on the internet, we like to Google, read it up, what the terrible things these are from our dini point of view. This is just from a practical point of view. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Another point that came to mind also is that when Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum, was here, he was in Lanesia, Masjid of Maulana Yahya Bam, program was over, everything, then meals were taking place. And we were a little bit undecided, we're going to have or not. We decided we'll also sit, so already all had sat. So when I went in, they took me to sit where Maulana Mazhar Sahib was sitting. So I sat down there. After a little while, Maulana Rafiq Haturani came. He also sat down. Somebody else also came. Then Kamran, who's close to Maulana Mazhar, he was also there. So then he made a point which was very, very opened our mind. He said, see, before you people came, Maulana Abdul Rahman came, he sat here. You came, you sat here. Maulana Rafi came, he. Four or five people, you people all fitted in. He says, if we were sitting on chairs, then how could we fit in? All one, we all together, near, near. But sitting on the floor, so easy. We all just sitting there, and we all fit in. So for example, if we call our Ijtimai conference, like the other conferences, then you have to have hotels for all the people who come. In one hotel room, two people. And yeah, now so many, the whole of Rustenburg, the whole northwest won't have enough hotels for all that. Yeah, they just sleep so, and sunnat, how beautiful is it? In our homes, today we don't want to keep guests, it's difficult. Well, we haven't got so many beds, but if we just got mattresses, you put them down, how many in your front room? 10 people can easily, you can accommodate, very easily, comfortably you can accommodate. Ladies, jamaat, very easily to accommodate them, and so easy. If we follow sunnat, everything. And also, like for example, we are sitting like many, all this conference type of things, if we all were sitting on chairs, and a big stage, and the person is sitting here and all, it's cold. There's so warmth in it. Now we are sitting all together, just one place. It's so close, so nice, so warm. Also we see, like we go and visit our buzurgs, wherever they are, we're sitting down, we're sitting right in front of them, right near. It's so close and warm it is, the sunnat tariqah. Now if it's chair, everyone sitting on his sofa, that one on his sofa, that one there, there's that coldness. There isn't that warmth and that, there isn't that barakat and that noor and rahmat just in every sunnah. Besides anything else, what beautiful things Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given us. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala make it easy for us to practice our whole life according to sunnah inshallah. Yeah, in this kitab where they're asking Hazrat questions and the answers, and we should listen to it, that we don't ask questions, but the questions are asked for us. And this applies to many of us. And listen to it as though we have asked this question, and we have got this answer, and we should try and practice on it. The first point, he said that he got the reply of Hazrat, and just by the reply, he finds already a great, he's rejuvenated. He's again brought back to life just by the reply coming. So Hazrat says, Alhamdulillah on that. The second point he writes, bas itna keh sakta hoon ke jo sila baland ho gaye, that I got now lot courage in my amal again. I was down, I was out, now again I got courage. Nafs ke khilaf jihad ki himmat bar gaye, and all my desires, haram, wrong desires which I've got of my nafs, now I got the strength to fight my nafs again. Many times we find that we just down, nafs just overrules us. We can't control the nafs of anger, and you just want to say what you want to say, and you just, you're so sorry yourself, but the word is gone out already. And your face expression and that, how you showed your face expression at that time. So how to control all that. Everything else, a certain lady passing, and now you just can't control your eyes. Now you're just looking all the time. So this nafs, to fight it now, he says, just by your reply, because Allah Ta'ala gave me that, I can fight all this easily again. Nek amal ka shauk aur bar gaya, and to do good deeds, now again, more of that, I've got this desire. Gunaw se mazid nafrat ho gayi, and from sins, more now, I've been hating sin even more than before. Apne ko mitane ki tamanna mein tezi aage, and to annihilate myself, to make my nafs, finish my nafs completely, that also it has become more stronger in me. Akhlaq-e hamida se aarasta hone ka jazba taza ho gaya, and to bring good character into myself, that again has become fresh into me. It's not just lying dormant, it's again fresh and strong in me. So as the Hazrat replies, MashaAllah, Allahumma zid fazid. This is, Allah give us also all this. We all know that that times come on us when we also finish like, and we feel shaitan has overtaken us, and I'm so bad. My desires are just going to haram in that. I don't feel like making namaz. I make namaz like by force or whatever. And also on that one very important point, is that when we are feeling like that, never give up our faraiz, wajibat, and sunnat-e-mu'akkada. Even no better how low, even with no feeling that we are doing, must make wudu, you can't make namaz without wudu, etc. But even you've got no feeling, no desire, but don't give it up. It's just a patch, and you'll come right again. During that patch, don't give it up, you'll go more lower. But no matter how much you force, if may Allah save us, you don't want to make it with jamaat, make it at home, your namaz. But make your namaz, don't give it up. Force yourself to go for jamaat. That time when you are feeling really, and it comes to everyone, this, everyone has this complaint. Now I'm feeling, and guna also, then shaitan takes a better grip on a person. So save ourselves from all guna also. And make sure, at least those basic, now you don't, you're not doing your ma'amulat, you're not doing your wazifat, but at least your faras, wajibat, sunnat-e-mu'akkada, don't give that up. Do that, and inshallah you'll be very soon back on the path again. Secondly, he writes, Hazrat Aqdas Madhazilul Ali bilkul fursat ke waqt dard-e muhabbat ke saath walihana aur aashiqana zikr ki koshish karta hu. MashaAllah, how Allah has blessed him. He says, when I have my free time, then I make, and that is the time to make the zikr of Allah when you are free, not when your mind is occupied in other things, etc. So he says, at that time, that I make my zikr, dard-e muhabbat, what love I make my zikr. Or walihana, aashiqana, what great enthusiasm and feeling I make my zikr. Allah give us tawfiq to always make our zikr like that. ذکر کی کوشش کرتا ہوں. آئی میک مائی ذکر ختم کرنے کے بعد لگتا ہے کہ میری روح سیر ہوگی. اینڈ آفٹر میکنگ مائی ذکر آئی فیل لائک I'm full now. Like we eat nine food. That biryani, that roast and whatever, that plow and that wonderful meal I had, now I can feel that I'm, alhamdulillah, I'm full. Allah make it that with our zikr, our tilawat, spiritually that I'm full now. Perhaps we haven't tasted of that. Allah give us that taste that we can get that spiritual also enjoyment. One place written, most probably it was the life or wife of Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Some Sahaba went and they spoke to her, parda, everything, and they were discussing deep intellectual matters of deen. Deep masail they were discussing. Then after a while, after they discussed, they asked her forgiveness that your tasbihat, your zikr, your wazaif are so much. And we came and now we interfered with your program. And so it make us maaf for that. She said that the amount of enjoyment I get when discussing ilmi matters, in all my other wazaif, I don't get that enjoyment. Allah give us also this enjoyment of discussing deeni matters and that. Today the most way, in fact our condition is such, if we discuss deen, then no one wants to listen. Dunya's matters, soccer, politics, weather, all other things, theories about this and theories about that we masters in that. But simple matters of deen we don't enjoy. Otherwise, we're just sitting, how must we make wudu? Let us just refresh that. We'll get so much to learn. How many points we have forgotten, how many points we don't know. And wudu, just to give jawab of azan. There are such beautiful du'as in with azan. But we'll just keep on talking, etc. One du'a that's so beautiful, we'll wish to share it if we all can enjoy. That when adhan is finished and we read this du'a, Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati sadiqati al-mustajabati al-mustajabi laha da'wati al-haq wa kalimati taqwa ahina alayha wa mitna alayha wa hshurna alayha وَجْعَلْنَا مِنْ خَيْرِ أَهْلِهَا أَحْيَاءً وَأَمْوَاتًا. Meaning is also so beautiful. It comes at that time, the doors of the skies open up. And whatever you ask, now ask. So adhan, or just adhan alone, if we sit and discuss, everyone has got some point of that. Istinja, there are so many points of istinja if we sit and discuss that. We should, perhaps our istinja is not being done properly. But if we'll sit and have a little discussion, we'll see, oh, I'm still very, Allah make me maaf all these years, what I was doing. Now I was making imamat, and this was my condition. There are so many points, but this don't interest us. If we talk about any other thing, this thing you get cheaper at the shop, those people will give you one free, this you will get like this, then everyone's interest is so much in it. Allah give us that jazba of deen, inshallah. So this he says that, when I make my zikr like that, my ruh gets full. Then I get that, Allah give us one bit of it. I say that, we have reached 70, but couldn't make even 2 rakats of namaz till today properly. 2 rakats of namaz is too much it also. One buzur says, my one subhanallah won't come out right by Allah. But of course, Allah is most merciful, He is most kind, and He appreciates so much, which is our try, but we should try and improve ours, and get the enjoyment and lizzet of deen. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with that, inshallah. Kya ye Allah Paak ke karam se maskura raghbat aur aap ki sohbat ka natija hai? He says, now all this, is it that Allah promises all this, and Allah gives all this, is it that, and is it because of me keeping company with you, my Shaykh? So Hazrat writes, Alhamdulillah Ta'ala, all praise is due to Allah that you have got these conditions. And this is really who a Shaykh is. He doesn't become jealous of his murid. MashaAllah, see his condition, where he is rich, but happy on that. Ye aap par Allah ka fazal e khas hai. Very special fazal of Allah Ta'ala upon you. جس کے لیے صحبت شیخ ذریعہ ہو جاتی ہے. اینڈ فار دس دا کمپنی آف دا شیخ بیکمز دا مینز آف دس اینڈ دین یو گیٹ آل دس. لیکن در حقیقت بغیر اللہ تعالی کے فضل کے کچھ نہیں ہوتا. But the reality is still, without Allah's fazl, nothing can happen. So we have to keep on begging Allah for His fazl, for His rahmat. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. That fazl and rahmat of Allah by which Allah grants this. We have to keep on begging. We are not fit for it in any way whatsoever. Once by Hazrat, I was saying about something like this, so Hazrat shouted and said, say, by only by Allah's fazl and only by His mercy this is possible. Not a bit must come that I made some effort for this. I'm worth not one bit of that. A person, when one time a dream narrated to Hazrat, Hazrat again shouted loud and he reprimanded and he said, don't think one bit that you did that amal, that's why this dream. Only Allah's fazl, only Allah's karam, and on whom Allah showers His mercy, fortunate is that person. And all Allah wants that we must incline towards Him from the heart. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab, Kashkoli Marifat, we were reading the answers given by Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali with regard to certain questions. Hazrat says that ایک شخص کے جواب میں ایک شخص کے سوال کے جواب میں فرمایا, one person was asked a question, the question is not mentioned here but the reply, کہ اچھا برا سمجھنا درجہ احتمال میں کافی ہے. That to think somebody is good or bad is just so much. To think somebody else is good, to think myself I'm bad, even just احتمال, possibility. You see a person is down and out, you can smell he is drinking, you can see, you get the smell, he hasn't taken a bath perhaps for how long, you get the smell of liquor, you get the smell of smoking, dacha, all that. So all that is there, but there is a possibility there is a good in him. In yourself you see, you five times namazi, you are dressed according to sunnah, everything, but there is a possibility there is something wrong. So this ihtimal, that Hazrat is writing about, میں کافی, یعنی یہ سمجھے کہ گو اس وقت ظاہراً یہ شخص ہم سے کمتر ہے. دس پرسن آؤٹ ورڈلی ہی از لوور دین اس. یو کین سی از اے ڈرنکارڈ, یو کین گیٹ دا اسمیل, یو کین سی ہاؤ ہی از, ہی ڈزنٹ کم مسجد, یو نیور سی ہم ایور فار مسجد, ہی از بیگنگ آل دا ٹائم, سم تھنگ لائک دیٹ, واٹ ایور وی سی, دو ہی از لائک دیٹ. بٹ ایٹ دا سیم ٹائم, لیکن ممکن ہے کہ اسی وقت اس کے باطن میں کوئی خوبی ہم سے زیادہ ہو. اٹس ویری پاسبل دیٹ دیر از سم گڈنس ان ہم وچ از مور دین اس. اٹس ون تھنگ, پرہیپس ہی از ان دیٹ کنڈیشن, مینی پرہیپس آل آف دیم ہو آر ان دیٹ, دے سے آئی ایم اے روٹن, آئی ایم یوز لیس, آئی ہیو گاٹ نتھنگ, دے گاٹ دیٹ ہیومیلٹی ان دیم, اینڈ می بیکاز آف دس آئی ہیو گاٹ پرہیپس دیٹ دے از پرائڈ ان می, دیٹ آئی ایم تھنکنگ دیٹ آئی ایم ویری, and we got this holier than thou at it, and on that Allah can give him what stages, and Allah can drop us on this year with all our outward piety and everywhere, Allah can just go totally write us off. So therefore this ihtimal hasbe hidayat, acha, so Allah give us tawfiq to always never look down upon anyone. That person outwardly, no matter how bad he is, there is a possibility in a whole community, in a whole nation, they've got all bad habits, but perhaps there is something. Many of them, like for, they look after orphans, they look after animals, they look after dogs, they look after cats. Maybe Allah loves that action of theirs. And we might be one way we are just chasing away the cats. We don't give them food or whatever else it, we don't know where Allah Ta'ala, what He likes of what person. And there were many instances we mentioned of this, that how Allah Ta'ala showed His love on the worst type of people which we will write off. Or on the other hand, that person who just showed little kindness to an animal. And Allah Ta'ala, that one great muhaddith, when he wanted to write his hadith, and a fly came and wanted to drink the ink, and he waited till the fly could drink finish. On that Allah Ta'ala made his maghfirah, not on all his other great muhaddith, but just that he allowed that fly to drink that little ink at that time. So on that, we don't know where Allah Ta'ala's rahmat comes. کبر کے بارے میں ایک شخص کے پوچھنے پر حضرت رحمت اللہ علیہ نے ارشاد فرمایا. There is also one very important point here with regard to pride. One person had asked a question to Hazrat, and also anger. Pride and anger, which normally we couple together, but Hazrat showed a distinction between the two. And let us listen, and also let us make amal on it. Ke kibar ka ilaj, the remedy for pride. And without, about myself I can say, I can't vouch for anyone else, pride is very, very much into us. We don't realize it, we don't think of it, but really pride is a killer thing which is in us so much. Kibar ka ilaj, istezar apne uyub ka. To have in front of you, if you realize I've got pride, now you want to treat it. So what is the treatment? All your faults. But most of us, we don't see our faults. That I'm alright, the other person, he's got faults. Husband is alright, wife got faults. Wife is alright, husband got faults. We don't see our own faults. Or istihzar apne zunub ka, your faults also and your sins also which you have committed. What sins we have committed, but we remember very easily the sins of other people. We don't see our own sins. Or azmat-e-haqqa, and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. That I've got faults, I've got sins, and Allah is so great, He can crush me to pieces at this time. In any way He can take me to task, I stand no chance. So these three things we must keep in mind, pride will get finished in a person. One is our faults. Allah, very fortunate when Allah loves a person, Allah opens his faults to him. Now he sees his faults and he realizes I'm the worst in the world. There is nobody, not even possibility, reality, I'm the worst. Then Allah loves that person. But till we don't see our faults, the natural other thing is we see the faults of us. And this Allah hates very much. When we are seeing the faults of other people, we don't see our own faults. So to search our faults, our sins and the greatness of Allah. This one is the solution for our pride. اس کے تکرار سے انشاءاللہ تعالی یہ مغلوب ہو جائے گا. If we will keep on repeating this, 1 minute, half a minute every day, then we will see our pride will get finished. We won't have that pride. Then حضرت writes further, اور طبیعت کا گرم ہو جانا, and that we get hot, the anger that we get, یہ ایک اور بات ہے. This is something else. یہ غضب ہے, that is anger. حضرت, usually from pride, anger comes. When a person has got pride, he gets angry on everyone. But Hazrat says pride is something else and this anger is something else. Uska ilaj is amar ka istihzar hai ke jis tarah ye shakht hamara khatawar hai, isi tarah hum Haq Ta'ala ke khatawar hai. When we get angry on anyone, at that time the solution is to understand as this person has done wrong to me. Oh, I think he has done wrong to me, that's why I'm angry on him. I'm angry on my wife, I'm angry on my worker, I'm angry on my children. They did this, they did that wrong because they've done something wrong. I told them to go and buy something and they spend all the change in something else. Now I'm getting angry. So as they have wronged me, I've wronged Allah Ta'ala. To keep that in mind, this anger to get it, that whoever or you are getting angry on and according to you, he has done wrong to me. But realize how much we have done wrong to Allah Ta'ala. And khatawari. Agar wo humse intiqam lene lage, if Allah decides to take revenge from us for the wrong that we have done, to kaha thikana rahe? Where will we remain? What will become our condition if Allah has to take us to task? Bas jis tarah hum apne afw ko pasand karte hain, as we want to be forgiven by Allah Ta'ala, uske saath bhi humko yahi muamla munasib hai. Therefore, for him also we must treat him in the same way. Just like one time, Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullah Ali was become very angry on one of the workers. And he told him, and he reprimanded him. So he said, make me maaf. Hazrat said, how much must I make you maaf? Then, all the time you're doing mistakes, you are doing this mistake all the time. So, Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali was also present. He whispered in Hazrat's ears that how much you want Allah to forgive you on the day of Qiyamah, you forgive him so much. So we forgive other people. There is another thing for our children, as Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah himself says, used to reprimand, but then he should cry in front of Allah. Ya Allah, for their sake I have to shout them.
to make the islah, but please you forgive me. If whatever extra I did over the limit or where I shouldn't have shouted them, you forgive me. So our children, our workers, we have to tell them, and sometimes we have to be a bit harsh also, but then we should cry to Allah. See if we are crying to Allah and say, Ya Allah, I'm worse. What he has done is no mistake. What mistakes I have made, what sins I have committed, and you please forgive me. And also whatever extra I have done on this person, you forgive me for that also. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. Here in this kitab, Ma'arif e Masnavi, we will just do this little bit here. A few poems here. Ranja Takleef mein, this was all about Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam self. When once he got to eat that bitter melon, but he ate it, happily he ate it, on all that. Ranja Takleef mein shikwa o itiraz hargiz na karna chahiye. When a person has got problems, he's sad, he's down, he's got difficulties, financial, health, domestic, whatever, we shouldn't complain at that time. Okay, yeh sakht gustaakhi hai. This is very disrespectful to Allah Ta'ala. Allah has sent conditions, difficult conditions, but they are from Allah. We will just complain one way, I got this problem, that one has done this to me, that people are bad to me. This is unfortunately our condition. But a person, when good conditions come, then we don't say this person was good to me, and it's I who did all that. And we should make shukr to Allah for good conditions, for bad conditions, also Allah has sent them. And for great good reasons Allah has sent them. But we don't accept them. Kyunki ranj aur rahat ki taqseem Hak Taala shaano ki taraf se hai. This goodness, kindness and good conditions and bad conditions are also from Allah Ta'ala. Allah sends to a person good and bad conditions. Isiliye shikwa wa aitraz gustaakhi hai. Therefore, to complain on bad conditions, it is disrespectful. We shouldn't be complaining about it. Ghulam aur mamlook ki shaan yahi hai ke malik ki marziyat par razi bar raza rahe. The work of a slave, that in whichever way his master keeps him, he should be happy with that condition. So that is how we should be. Ke malik apne mulk ko ka mukhtar hai. Okay, the king has got a full choice. He can use his subjects as he wants to. Gives them this job, gives them that job, whatever it is, up to him. Jis tarah chahe tasarruf farmaye, as he wants to, he can do. So when we realize we are the complete slaves of Allah, Allah is our absolute king, master, and he has absolute say in our life. We got no say whatsoever. And that's the reality. Ruh is from Allah. Allah take out our ruh now, our eyes. Though they are there, we didn't make them Allah. But that also, we call it our eyes, but we can't see, we can't make a signature, we can't lift up a finger, we can't do anything. So we, Allah give us tawfiq, we ask for afiyat, we ask for good conditions. We are very, very weak. But if Allah sends hard conditions, we should be happy on that also. Or at least make sabr and not complain if we can't make shukr. These great buzurgs make shukr on that bad condition. Allah give us this tawfiq inshallah.